Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and I am thrilled to have in studio with us today Deanna Werner. She is the District 200
Election Administrator.
What? Election Administrator. What do you do the other 364 days?
Well, a little bit of everything. But every 2 years, I get to put my election hat on and run the school district election.
Well, thank you for doing that, because it's a very important thing. So there is a school board election coming up on November 5th. And is that the only thing that's going to be on the ballot?
Well, it's the only thing that's on the ballot for some of our voters.
Okay.
This is a complicated election a little bit.
Oh, great.
Because there are people in a couple of our school district precincts that will be not voting in their regular school district precinct, but will be voting in Cottage Grove or in Red Wing, because they have some municipal elections going on. So the city of Cottage Grove, I believe, has a special election going. So that means our District 200 voters who live in Cottage Grove P3 or P7 will vote at their regular Cottage Grove precinct, but they'll have our board members' names on that ballot. The same thing is happening for the Welch people. People that live in Welch in Goodhue County also have, I believe it's a county commissioner, that is a special election for a county commissioner, so they'll vote at Burnside Elementary in Red Wing. So those people will have a few other things on their ballot, but if you're just a regular Hastings District 200 voter and you live in one of our combined precincts, you'll just have school board candidates on your ballot.
So can you please explain what the combined precincts are? Because that always throws people. And having worked as an election judge, they'll say, oh, I voted here last time.
Yes.
You might have.
So the legislature gives us the opportunity to combine our precincts. Because a school district election is typically a little smaller than a regular city election, they'll let us combine our precincts. So for instance,
to save money.
Right. To save money, to help, you know, combine the polling places so, you know, more voters are in one place. So in Hastings, for instance, next year when you vote for the president and a whole bunch of other offices, you'll have 8 precincts in the city. This year, we combine those down to 4. And then we also have to run an election for all of our townships. So a few years ago, our school board agreed that setting up all these polling locations out in Hampton and Meesville, and we used to have 10 polling locations.
It was just a logistic nightmare.
Right. A lot of you know, moving equipment around and stuff. So we actually have one super precinct at St. John's Lutheran Church, which is where all of our township voters will vote, with the exception of Nittinger Township. Nittinger Township votes at Our Savior's, where they have voted with our elections for many, many years.
So say it again, please. So what are the townships that this would include?
So the Dakota County townships are Rosemount, P2, Hampton City, Meesville, New Trier, Vermilion City, Douglas Township, Marchand Township, Hampton Township, Ravenna Township, Vermilion Township, and then also Denmark Township and Afton. And then there's a tiny little piece of Hastings Ward 1, Precinct 1, which is across the river. They will all vote at St. John's Lutheran Church, which is on 8th Street right off of 61. We had to start using a city precinct for our elections. In the past, that group of people, when we combined the polling locations, we were doing it at Tilden, which was a great site because it had a lot of room and
parking.
Easy parking. But the legislature also changed the law a couple years ago and said, well, you have to use at least all the same precincts or polling locations as the city uses. So we couldn't use Tilden anymore. So we opted for St. John's because it was close to Highway 61, kind of going through town, and we thought that would make it pretty easy for anyone traveling through town to find.
And what did you call it, the super polling?
We call it our super precinct because it actually does have, it's all of our townships and all of our, outside of the cities like Vermilion and Hampton. So it has roughly 5,000 registered voters, because all those townships are, you know, pretty populated. And so they all vote in that one place.
Well, it certainly makes it easy for people to know where to go because there's just one place to go.
And interestingly enough, when we were first proposing this, we had proposed leaving Denmark Township at their polling location out in Denmark Town Hall because we, at that time, we thought, well, they're kind of going against the grain a little bit, you know, coming back into town. But actually, Denmark Township called us and said, hey, we don't want to do it out here. We just assume that you do it with the rest of your precincts. There's different equipment with Washington County. Washington County has different voting equipment than we have in Dakota. We use all the equipment from Dakota, so that meant that Washington County judges were going to have to learn a whole different kind of equipment. And they just felt like they just wanted to be in the same place as the rest of the other townships. So that was unique because we thought that they would probably prefer to stay out in Denmark Town Hall, but they opted to come in town. So we went from 10 polling locations down to 5 about 6 years ago.
So the super precinct at St. John's Church will take care of all of the townships. And then can you explain the combined?
Right. So we use one of the polling locations that you're used to. So half the people in every ward in Hastings will vote the same place they always vote, and the other half will vote in a new place. So for instance, in Ward 1, both Precinct 2 and Precinct 3 will vote at Hope Lutheran Church. In a regular election year or an even year election year, some of those people would vote down at City Hall. We combine it all and everybody votes at Hope Lutheran Church. Same thing happens at Our Savior's Lutheran Church. It's all of Ward 2. So Ward 2, Precinct 1, and Ward 2, Precinct 2, all will vote at Our Savior's, along with Ninninger Township. They're the unique township that they aren't voting at St. John's. They're voting at Our Savior's. They've voted at Our Savior's for many, many years. Ward 3 is the Methodist Church. That is sometimes the Methodist Church and I believe Calvary. But everyone will vote at the Methodist Church that lives in Ward 3. And in Ward 4, both Precinct 1 and Precinct 2 will vote at St. Philip's Church. I'm not 100% sure where the other half of that precinct or that ward votes in an even year election. It might be, I think it used to be the KC Hall.
It did used to be the KC.
But now I'm not sure. Oh, they used to vote at Crossroads. Last year
they voted at
Crossroads.
Okay. And I know sometimes it's been at the Armory.
Yeah, that would have been Ward 1.
Ward
used
1.
To be at
okay.
the Armory.
Okay.
But that was a unique. We used to use the Armory as well. It was a great location, but it was difficult to use because of obviously security and it's an armory.
Right.
So that's where everyone votes. If you don't know where you vote, if you're still confused, if you go to our school district website and there's a link on our main page that says school district election. And if you click on it, you'll get all sorts of information about the election. You'll see a sample ballot. So if you're not familiar with who's all running and what the offices look like, you'll see that. There's also a link to the Secretary of State's Where Do I Vote? And all you do is plop in your address and it will tell you exactly where to vote.
And that's really helpful.
And it's easy.
Yes. And if people don't have access to that,
you can always call me at the district office, 480-7002, and I can help you figure out where to vote. You can also absentee vote. You know, we no longer require a reason for absentee voting. So
how's that been going?
Good. Really good. Early, it gets confusing because they still call it absentee voting, but it's really not. You don't have to be absent from the precinct anymore. We also have early voting, which will start next Tuesday, which is a little different in that your ballot is cast right at the school district offices. So you can come in. You still have to fill out some paperwork like you do with absentee voting, but you'll actually cast your ballot right into the ballot box. So rather than all the envelopes, if you've ever absentee voted, there's a lot of licking of envelopes and stuffing
and
them in other
signing
envelopes.
And yeah.
Exactly. So that starts next Tuesday and it continues all week. Our offices will be open on, I don't have a calendar in front of me, but whatever that Saturday is, I believe it's the 2nd.
Yes.
We'll be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for early voting that day as well. And then you can early vote or absentee vote up to 5 o'clock on the day before the election. Obviously, you can't absentee vote or early vote on election day. You'll have to go to your polling location.
And the polls are open when, please?
7 a.m. to 8 p.m., regular standard voting time. So the signs will be out, the flags will be posted, and, you know, pop into any one of those five locations, and they'll be happy to, if you're in the wrong place, point you in the right direction.
So tell people again, for those people living right in Hastings, if you are picking up a ballot, it really is... Is it eight school or eight people
there,
running for?
There are nine people on the ballot for four seats.
Okay.
Four seats that will take over January 1st. They're four-year terms. So you can vote for up to four people. You don't have to vote for four people. You can't vote for more than four people. So if you vote for more than four, your ballot will get kicked back out. But you can vote for as many as you'd like, and obviously you can always write in. There's room for up to four write-in candidates as well. Please not Mickey Mouse, though, because we still have to count all those.
Yeah, that's just annoying.
One election judge to another is a little annoying.
Yes. So, Deanna, tell us more. This is a very important election, I would assume, because your boss for how many years, Mr. Collins, is going to be leaving.
Yes, Mr. Collins is leaving at the end of December. So this board will be busy because, you know, hiring a new superintendent is a pretty labor-intensive job. A lot of, you know, meetings and things like that. So, you know, they'll hit the ground running, whoever is voted into office. And I'm sure it'll be a busy spring because I believe the hope is that they'll have someone in place by June 30th to start the new fiscal year, July 1.
So is this something that the current board is working on, or will you wait until all the new people are in place?
Well, the current board is working on an interim superintendent. So as I said, Mr. Collins is done on the 31st of December, but the school year obviously isn't done until the first part of June. Technically, the 30th of June is our end of our fiscal year. So we still need someone to fill out that portion of the year. So they've already begun a search for an interim superintendent. Typically that's someone that's maybe retired that doesn't want a full-time job and just wants, you know, a short gig. So that process has already started. If you are interested in that process, there's also a link on our webpage. Also on the main page, right next to the election information, is the superintendent search information. And you can click on that and you'll see kind of the timeline. There's a lot of dates coming up very soon. MSBA is the Minnesota School Boards Association. They're actually conducting the search for us. So, you know, they have their finger on the pulse of individuals who are interested in this kind of job for the short term. And so they'll kind of shortlist a group of individuals for the board to then take a look at. And all that information is also out on our website.
So what else do you want people to know?
Oh, gee, put me on the spot here. There's been a lot of good forums. I know that there was one, the League of Women Voters, put on a very nice event at the Hastings Middle School about a month ago now. I guess it was the early part of October. And I heard that that went really well. You know, I would encourage anyone to go out and get to know your candidates. I believe the Hastings paper has also been running some, I think, short bios. I'm sure that if you go out on the internet, you'll be able to find even more information.
So, Deanna, how is the school going to keep moving without Mr. Collins? I mean, will you have somebody in place come January, do you think?
The hope is that we will have someone in place by December 9th.
Okay.
So, like I said, if you go out on our website, everything happens pretty quickly. On the 13th of November, we will not only canvass this election, but the board will also meet to discuss the people that they've been presented with by MSBA. And then they will, I believe the 20th of November is a date that they have set aside for interviewing, two or three of these candidates. Typically interim, you don't interview, 10 people, it's a small group of people. So their hope is that they have someone in place so that by the 9th of December, we can bring that person on board and they'll have a couple weeks to work with Mr. Collins and kind of transition.
So I know that you are somebody you're in every single meeting of the school board, but you are kind of a silent observer. What would you say as a silent observer, what would you say are the qualities that make a good school board candidate?
I would say, willingness to listen, being open-minded, there's a lot to learn about being on a school board. Honestly, like school finance, the way a school runs is very different from your experience as a parent or even your experience as a teacher. If you've, you know, been a teacher, it's a completely different world. School finance is very complicated. Understanding per pupil units and things like that it's complicated. So I think, you know, a willingness to learn is a good attribute to have. Wanting to find out more and not being afraid to ask questions is, you know, sometimes we're all kind of afraid to raise our hand and admit what we don't know, but it's good to learn. So I think those are all good qualities.
So tell us how it's been working with Mr. Collins and what are some of the things you'll miss about him?
You know, I have worked with him for a long time, for 13 years, and he's probably got a softer heart than a lot of people recognize. He has three daughters, so I think he's always been a very thoughtful in that he knows what, especially I think sometimes the challenges of being a mom and working. And, you know, a lot of our staff are female. I would say, I don't have the stats on it, but we're probably more than 50% female, especially at the elementaries. And I think he recognizes that there's some real challenges that go along with being a teacher and also, you know, being a parent. But yeah, I think, you know, he's a lot of fun. He usually has a very good sense of humor and he doesn't take things too seriously. So it will definitely be different. I'm sure the new superintendent will have great attributes just like Tim. I'm sure that the board will be up to the challenge of finding someone new.
Well, and we have an opportunity to help with the whole election process for the board, which then will in turn be picking a new superintendent. So it's a very important election coming up. And we thank Deanna Werner for coming in and telling us about it. Again, it's November 5th. It's primarily a school board election. But if you go to the school district's website, you'll find some more information. And if you're still confused about where to vote after looking at everything online, give Deanna a call at 651-480-7002.
Absolutely.
Great to see you. Thanks for all you
Thanks
do, Deanna.
Bunch.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.